to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Heavenly Father, let us extend our thoughts in union as we work to enrich the lives of our residents. Let our deliberations be free of rancor and filled with the concern of others rather than ourselves. Let us plan beyond the obvious that we might protect our neighbor from the unintended consequences of the shallow thought. Let us remember that we are the people's servant, not they ours. Let us proceed in peace. Amen.
I hope somebody recorded that so we can play it in our meetings in the future. For years I've listened to that.
May I have a roll call, please? Let me call it to order. Good evening. Let me call the meeting for November 30th, 2020 at 6 p.m. to order. May I have a roll call, please?
Present.
We can't Flowers.
There you go.
Present.
Mr. Gangler.
Here.
Mr. Giles.
Here.
Gilmore.
Here.
Mr. Greider.
Here.
Ms. Hendricks.
Here.
Mr. Kellogg.
Present.
Mr. Prochaska.
Here.
Ms. Vickers.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. With a quorum being present, may I have a motion to approve the agenda as written?
So moved.
Motion by Sesich.
Second.
Seconded by Prochaska. Roll call, please.
Sesich.
Yes.
Ms. Flowers.
Aye.
Mr. Gangler. Mr. Giles.
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore.
Yes.
Mr. Greider.
Yes.
Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
All eyes, thank you. Next up is special recognition, and I wanted to take a moment to recognize John Schneider. He passed away last Wednesday evening at the age of 100. We recognized him earlier this year for reaching the milestone of 100, and so did the city of Yorkville. We also recognized him about 6 years ago when he retired as our plumbing inspector at the age of 94 as well. So I thought I'd take a minute and just read his obituary from the Beacon News here today. John Schneider, age 100 of Yorkville, passed away on Wednesday, November 25th, 2020 at Rush Copley in Aurora. He was born on February 10th, 1920 in Yorkville, Illinois, the son of Fred and Almeida Schneider. He was united in marriage on June 21st, 1941 to the former Ruth B. Sherman, and they spent the next 58 happy years together until she passed on April 8th of 2000. Mr. Schneider served his country proudly as a member of the United States Navy during World War II. He was a longtime member of the Yorkville Congregational Church in Yorkville. For many years, he was the owner and operator of Schneider Refrigerator and Appliance in Yorkville, Illinois. He was also a member of the Yorkville American Legion Post 395, as well as Yorkville Masonic Lodge 471. Mr. Schneider was a charter member and had been very active over the years in the Yorkville Lions Club. He was a loving husband, father, grandfather, great-grandfather, son, and brother who will be deeply missed by his family and his friends. He's survived by his children, Sandra Granert of Big Rock, and John Ray Schneider of Yorkville, his five grandchildren, Heather Granert of Oswego, Melissa Wallard of Westchester, Tricia Brummel of North Aurora, Tanya Rice of Yorkville, and Luke Schneider of Utica. He also had nine great-grandchildren. He's preceded in death by his parents, Fred and Almeida Schneider, his wife, Ruth Schneider, and his two brothers, Frank and Fred. That funeral service will be held at 10 a.m. on Monday, November 30th, so that was this morning, at the Nelson Funeral Home with Pastor Timothy Rhodes officiating. Just wanted to take a minute and recognize that. And I don't know, Scott, do you happen to know how long he served as the inspector?
I'm sorry, I don't have that. I'd have to pull up the resolution when we honored him. We had all the
I think it was
dates and
decades, though.
It was a very long time.
Yeah, and our pricing went from like $35 to, whatever we paid, $100 or something like that. Yeah. So at any rate, we mourn his passing as well. Now, that's not necessarily a great transition, but I wanted to recognize three board members here tonight. as well, and for their service to the county of Kendall over the last 4 years, and beyond for one in particular. So I'd like to take a moment and recognize Mr. Tony Giles, Kendall County Board Member in District 2. Thank you for your service. And I have a plaque here for you tonight, and I have a jacket, I think. Scott?
Should be on his desk.
We have a jacket as well, which if you're going to put the camera on him, he should probably sport. but the plaque says, thank you for your service, Tony Giles, Kendall County Board Member, District 2, in appreciation of 4 years of service and dedication to the Kendall County Board, citizens, elected officials, department heads, and employees of Kendall County, Illinois, December 1, 2016 to November 30th, 2020. And thanks for your service in particular with Law, Justice, and Legislative Committee, as well as being our representative to the Health Board, and then the many other things that you contributed as well. So thank you, and I don't know if I want to... You want me to hand it? I'll just pass it to you.
Thank you very much, Chairman Gardner.
Next up, I wanted to recognize Audra Hendricks, and if you could put the spotlight on her picture on our on the screen there. And again, this is the there's actually a misprint on here. Wasn't Audra? Audra elected in 2016. We'll have to get this fixed. But again, we have a plaque for you, Audra, that says, thank you for your service, Audra Hendricks, Kendall County Board Member, District 1, in appreciation of 4 years of service and dedication to the Kendall County Board, citizens, elected officials, department heads, and employees of Kendall County, Illinois. And Audra, I will forever think of you as our economic development, the driver of that, as well as your work on the what's the Northwest Planning Alliance. I know that your care and concern for our residents in our county with respect to the water table is second to none, really. And you know, thank you for your efforts and your service on that. And if you have not received a jacket, you will receive one. Scott?
The jackets are on everybody's desk. Whoever couldn't make it tonight, we will have it dropped off.
Okay. Thank you. I don't know if Scott
Thank you very much, Chairman Greider.
You're welcome.
It was my privilege to serve. Thank you.
Scott, do you want to hold that up? But we'll have to fix the dates. 2018. So it said thank you for 2 years of service. And last, but certainly not least, is... the esteemed board member from Bristol, Matthew Prochaska, who will be leaving us after 8 years on the board. Do I have that right? 8 years on the board to become the circuit clerk tomorrow morning when he'll be sworn in. For many years, Matthew was the public safety and law justice legislation committee chair. He sort of ushered in the combining of those two committees. It used to be public safety and judicial legislative. And so he oversaw that, and then we threw him to the fire as the planning building zoning chair this last term, and he undertook some very heady items. In addition to being our parliamentarian and our chaplain, he's brought much to the table over these last 8 years, and appreciate all of your service. And again, you have a plaque here as well. It says, thank you for your service, Matthew Prochaska, Kendall County Board Member, District 1, in appreciation of 8 years of service and dedication to the Kendall County Board, citizens, elected officials, department heads, and employees of Kendall County, Illinois, from December 4th, 2012 to November 30th, 2020. So thank you. Yeah, if you'd like to. Yeah, here. Thank you. All of you for your service to our county during the last 4 years. Is there any public comment? Old business? New business? Standing committee reports, finance, Mr. Kellogg.
I can make a motion to approve claims in amount not to exceed $1,173,441.04.
Second.
By Kellogg, seconded by Sasich. Any discussion, questions? Roll call.
Flowers?
Yes.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
All ayes. Thank you. Admin HR, Liz?
Can I get a motion to approve the human resources specialist job description? This is replacing the risk and compliances coordinator.
So moved, Hendricks.
Second.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Giles. Scott, do you want to talk about this for a minute?
There are very minimal changes to this job description, mostly just the title and a couple mentions inside of it mentioning human resources. Due to an exit interview with Mira Johnson and then the candidates that we got the first round when we posted this, I think we were missing out on people with a little bit of an HR background because of the title of the job description. The committee unanimously approved the change of the title.
Questions or comments on this? Roll call.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
The percentages or the numbers might be dropping.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Prochaska?
Yes.
Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
Flowers?
Aye.
Please mute your phones. Thank you. Economic Development, Audra.
Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Let me just make the motion first. I'd like to make a motion for the approval of a letter authorizing interest-only revolving loan payments from Dearborn Cafe until May 31st, 2021.
Second.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Sessage.
We have a couple of businesses that are making payments to us or who have a loan with us through the Economic Development Revolving Loan Fund. And these two businesses have requested, the next one that's coming as well, if they could only pay interest because they are still severely impacted by COVID in terms of their revenue. So we sought to minimize their burden and still sort of compromise and have them paying the interest, which helps them and us. And that is the purpose of bringing this forward.
Scott, did you have anything you wanted to add?
After today, this is approved today, Latrice and I will create modified amortization schedules to compensate for the lag in payments.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Roll call.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
All ayes. Thank you.
Well, thanks.
Next on the list is I'd like to make a motion for the approval of a letter authorizing interest-only revolving loan payments from the law office until May 31st of 2021.
Second.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Sessage. Any discussion on this one?
Did you have something?
It was for after this.
Couple. Roll call.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg? Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Thank you. All ayes. Ms. Hendricks, I'm led to believe that you might have some additional news that you would like to share on the economic development.
I do have additional news. As the county board will undoubtedly recall, and for anyone who is listening in or joining us, via the internet, we are very proud to announce that businesses in Kendall County to date have been approved for $582,750 in COVID-19 relief funding from the state of Illinois, and this is a part of the Downstate Small Business Stabilization Program, where we agreed to deploy part of the Economic Development Revolving Loan Fund to help our local municipalities have the security and financial well-being to go ahead and guarantee those grants to the state. And so far, we've done that to the tune of nearly $600,000. I believe there is some more money available. I'm not sure how many grants that is total. I believe it's somewhere around 25 or 27. Mr. Kuppel might know. But bravo to the board for seizing the opportunity to provide this to Kendall County. And I really hope the future board seeks many other ways to bring relief to the businesses in the area so that we can continue to thrive. And thank you for everyone on the board who backed us up on this, and for the Economic Development Committee for really stepping up to the plate and using these monies wisely. Thank you.
Thank you, Audra. This was a really big win for Kendall County, I think, the way that we did this and were able to put this together. Scott, did you have anything that you wanted to finish up or follow up with?
A total of 27 businesses have been approved thus far from the state of Illinois. And because we were able to act fast and work with the municipalities, it's been a great opportunity. Like Audra said, we almost had 600,000. To date, they've only awarded a total of 7.5 million for all of the counties outside of the Chicagoland region. So we were able to get a large portion of that money for these.
It's a significant percentage.
Yeah, we did a great job. Yorkville really hit it hard. They had the most approved applications.
That's great. Special committee reports. Mr. Prochaska, do you have any of your several dozen that you'd like to?
Mr. Chairman, the Housing Authority did meet this past the week before Thanksgiving and approved a couple resolutions, including setting new payment standards for the payment of vouchers for different categories. Unlike in previous years, this is now done by zip code, and that is by HUD regulation. And so instead of a general one size fits all for Kendall County, it is now done solely by zip code. So some zip codes will have higher payment standards than lower than others.
Housing Authority is another area where Mr. Prochaska did quite a bit of work there as the chair for the last, 10 years?
I forget.
Yeah. but when you came in, there's quite a mess, and it's been cleaned up quite a bit. So.
Yes. 7 years now.
7 years.
But otherwise, no changes from UCCI or NACO. The ISACO annual business meeting will be taking place in December virtually. I do believe information has been sent out to the chair.
Thank you. Anybody else have special committee reports? Other business? Chairman's report? Scott, was there anything else that we wanted to talk about?
The meeting on the 7th will be in this room. The organizational meeting will be in this room. It'll also be a hybrid meeting. And Judge Pelmer has said he is okay with doing a swearing in via remote Teams or Zoom. So if you don't feel comfortable attending in person, that will be allowable, and that's the same place as we are today. The regulations are going to remain the same as they are right now.
Thank you. I want to make sure there wasn't anything. I know there was a few things this morning. I think that was it. Public comment? Questions from the press? I see Lucas on, or... Okay.
I do not have any questions. Thank you.
Is there a need for executive session? Motion to adjourn by Prochaska.
Second.
Do one of those leaving want to be the second?
Fine, I withdraw my second.
Sorry, second by Sesich. Roll call, please.
Mr. Greider.
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks.
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg.
Yes.
Prochaska.
Yes.
Ms. Vickers.
Yes.
Ms. Sesich.
Yes.
Ms. Flowers.
Aye.
Mr. Gangler.
Yes.
Giles.
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone. We are adjourned.